What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. When Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. Welcome in. Got a great side question going. We see the White House laying out more information in news conference today that Hillary Clinton approved the Russiagate hoax, something we all believe, we have knowledge of, but it's starting to connect the dots. I think the biggest thing this last couple of days coming off of the Tulsi Gabbard releases, there have been several releases of all these documents, is the fact that those that say there's nothing new to see here, that's a flat-out lie. Evidence of that, the story of Kash Patel finding some secret rooms at the FBI with the Russiagate material in burn bags. And we have a whistleblower coming forward, and he was told he wouldn't be promoted. He might be ousted from the Defense Department unless he worked up and tried to develop this idea that the Russians were very, very involved and very, very successful in pushing Trump over the top in 2016. So we see all those things coming together here. And we're monitoring to see where the next break is. Where does this land? Will there be? And the ball's in Pam Bondi's court at this point in time to determine, I would say, that Clapper and Brennan will be indicted at some point, particularly near future. That's where this leads. President Obama, I don't see it going there, but we don't know yet. But this is new information that's out there. Radcliffe of the CIA last week. We played you stuff like that this week. I'm looking at the Federalist. You need to trust me on this. Clapper's crony told the analyst, the whistleblower, saying we'd like to demonstrate the ability to outgrow the refusal to sign off on assessments he did not concur with. And the other headline, FBI Director Kash Patel found sensitive documents on Trump-Russia probe buried in burn bags. Now, why they didn't get rid of them at the end, I'm not sure. And there's a lot here. We know about the Durham report. Remember the Durham report on all this? But there was a very classified, highly classified part of that. And that's part of what Tulsi Gabbard has been releasing. So to say, the broad strokes on this is to say that somehow or another, this is not new. You're just dredging up old stuff that's already been debunked. That just shows you how far they're willing to go with this. If you want to say, Well, yeah, there's some things here, but she's it's a nothing burger in the end. Okay, politically, you might duke that out. I think it is something that's going to result in indictments. But to say that this is something completely that we've been through so many times, that's just ludicrous. I'm looking at the funeral procession for the NYPD cop who was killed in the shooting this week. Enormous when you see that sea of blue coming together. And you realize that every day this is a job more than almost all where your loved one may not come home. And I'm not sure, I'm pretty sure that Mondani is not going to speak there, but I believe he is at the funeral. And it's difficult, I guess, to keep him out of the funeral. With de Blasio, though, there were opportunities where the police publicly went against him. Mondani is every bit as bad, maybe not as obnoxious personally. That's hard to say. De Blasio's special case. But the New York City police recognize that this guy's just a hater. That's what we have in public office. How do we arrive at a level in these blue cities where there's at least one public official like Krasner or like Mondami, who I think will be the next mayor, that are not just in their heart secretly, but publicly haters of cops? It's the mileage that fuels the people that support them. I mean, that's a big part. You know what happened. I don't care what anyone says. We've played it several times. The first time Krasner won, when it was announced, the mobs that were there were chanting, blank the cops, blank the cops, F the cops, filling in the blank. So much so that one of his little weasel henchmen, communications guy, had to go over and try to get him to calm down with TV there to say, no, that's not what we're about. That's exactly what he's about. That's the thing that's a driving force for him. Hatred of the police. And this guy, Mondami, we played you yesterday live, still can't answer how he's changed on defund the police. He talked about having his own security force, how nice, protecting him, that are made up of cops. So those are a couple things we're following, that there's nothing imminently breaking on them right now, but there will be. And I still think, as we look to the midterms, and we're already looking toward the midterms, you heard Guy Shiraki with me, I'm saying there's two M's that are going to be in the top five things that determine how these midterms come out. I would put us as a better chance than the Democrats, meaning better than 50-50. I'd put it 55-45, something like that, to maintain the House. The problems are, we don't know what will happen between now and then, and media, what they'll do, because they want to stop Trump at all cost. But here in Pennsylvania, the one M is Mastriano. If he's a nominee, that is going to mean we're going to lose some of these congressional seats of a bare margin, maybe 3-4 or so here. That could be enough that Democrats are in control then. Think about that right here in Pennsylvania, the damage this man will cause. Mondami is the upside. He will be the mayor of New York, I'll predict. And if he's in the mayor, Republicans are going to go to town with him as the face of the Democrat Party. It's one thing to have Bernie, but it's another thing to have a guy like this, the actual mayor of New York, and his background and what he's running on. That will be in every ad. It will be a big plus. So if he's mayor and Doug Mastriano is not the nominee, I feel pretty good about the midterms. I feel very good about them. All right, you get a line today. Unwritten rules coming off. This is the day that Pete Rose, I think it was yesterday or today, his hitting streak was stopped at 44 games. Pete was really hot. The 45th game, Gene Garber, former Philly, came in. I think he was pitching for Atlanta then and was throwing a lot of changeups. And Pete didn't like it that he was nibbling and wouldn't challenge him that last at bat to get the hit to continue on. So that gave us the premise, unwritten rules. Like, if you shovel out that snow in South Philly, you keep the spot. I mean, that's one of my top 10 commandments. All right, 855-839-1210. You can get on board. still today, incredibly more. YouTube alert, youtube.com/1210WPHT. Here is the Pilates woman. Yes, this is cut 18, Henry. This woman teaches Pilates. She doesn't look like it, but okay. Here's what she said she would do if you got into her class and you were with the American Eagle advertising team or you liked what this ad is. Listen to this Pilates teacher, cut 18.
If anyone from American Eagle who was involved in the creation of Sydney Sweeney's most recent advertisement booked into my Pilates class, I would give them the hardest exercise class that I was capable of doing. Ooh. On the lightest possible spring load.
Spring load?
With zero breath cues.
Oh my God, no breath cues.
And I would make it the toughest exercise class that they'd ever experienced in their lives.
What is the derangement factor? Mainly these are women in the clips we've been playing you too. Going down this path, do they really believe this is a salute to fascism? Do they hate her because she's the New York Times even had two columnists on Wednesday write a piece about how thinness is the new part of MAGA. It's the badge. These women that are MAGA types, did you ever notice they're all thin? I thought before they were saying they were fat bumpkins going to the trailer park. Now they're all thin. Which one is it? The craziness over this, still having legs today over this ad and the outcry over it. I mean, and arguably, it's been one of the biggest story of the week. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on Lincoln High School, Ground Zero. I got to get up there, too. We've been talking about that, of what illegal immigration does. It's stunning. 22 trailers to be put in for. Where are the parents? I'm sure Joe Bocozzi's talking about it, the Republican, the new state senator from there. I got a text from a source telling me maybe we'll get on this. He's a Democrat. His name is McDermott, but I'm told he's a normal Democrat. He's a former district teacher who's active in Mayfair Civic Associations and Democrat politics. And I've heard from my sources, impeccable. He's a good guy and all that. I wouldn't go after him. But I asked him, how do you stay in the Democrat Party, though, is a legitimate question. Can't you see that even the, quote, normal Democrats, you're just giving them cover? This is what they do. They're the party of illegal immigration. They're taking a great Philadelphia neighborhood. Now, I'm not saying that Mayfair was like Leave It to Beaver at any point, but it was the epitome of middle class in this area, particularly in the city. And now their children going to Lincoln High School last year were forced to eat lunch at 9 a.m. Now they're forced to be in 22 trailers that they're putting in. And what an eyesore with the neighborhood. It was never intended for this. Yeah, well, what are you going to do? And we had a guy, an official, call in who said, yeah, he's reffed soccer matches. And he's told by the coach, well, don't say it in English. Just use hand signals. Oh, how do you know that's illegal then, Dom? Yeah, how do I know anything? Suddenly, Mayfair is getting every legal immigrant in the world wanting to go there. Do you really think that's the case? I think it has a tremendous number of people that might be here from Brazil, as an example. One that doesn't come up nearly as often. At least that's my observation. So why do people continue to vote for Democrats? You got Krasner threatening their lives by his policies. What do they find in doing that? It's kind of inertia. They just can't vote for the Republican. It's a style thing. They grew up with it. Is it a union thing? And is Judge Dugan going to run and at least give us hope? The longer this goes on without him announcing, it tells me he's not. It's going to be Larry Krasner as your DA, and it continues. So if you want illegal immigration, if you want crime, if you want kids eating breakfast, lunch at 9 a.m. in trailers, vote for Democrats. What is it that is the upside? And I'm not talking about your perception of the average Republican. But I'm talking in the era of Trump, the Republican Party. Why would it not be for Philadelphia? Now, there has been a voter registration surge that Philadelphia has gone up a good bit toward the Republican side. That could be just that people registered as a Democrat for a while to vote against Krasner, and it's catching up. Could it be that Trump has broken through a little bit in Philadelphia and that we're seeing somewhat of an uptick here? But look at what Philadelphia does. We told you yesterday, before it got out in the paper today, that at the Municipal Services Building, prime spot, Sadie Alexander, who was a trailblazer, accomplished black woman in a time of great discrimination. I have no problem. They're going to put a statue that they're making now to her. But why does Frank Rizzo have to be put under guard in some warehouse somewhere? Why? Because this is what they do. This is what they are about. This is what the modern Democrat Party is about. Why can't Sadie Alexander be there and a space over have Frank Rizzo? Nope, we're not going to do that. Because Frank Rizzo is seen as anathema to the Sadie Alexanders of the world. That's why he can't be there. Harriet Tubman, who I really admire, is going to have a statue, I believe, in the City Hall area. And on it goes. Okay, that's fine. It's the same group of people who couldn't stomach the idea of Columbus being down there in South Philly. So not only are we not getting any new statues, public spaces devoted to anybody remotely conservative, they're trying to remove the ones that were already there, like Columbus, Frank Rizzo, etc. All that during the George Floyd summer. They got away with it. They actually set fire to it, some of them. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Right now, though, it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
That's right. We have a four-pack of tickets to the Philadelphia Eagles training camp public practice on Sunday, August 10th at 6 p.m. at Lincoln Financial Field. This event will benefit the Eagles Autism Foundation. This is a great close-up of the world champs and all the things that go with it. So, Henry, what do you have today?
All right, Dom. So, yeah, the side question today. We're asking for that all-time unwritten rule. And I tried to tie this in as best as I could to that. So,
okay.
The Bee Gees, when they wrote the song Stayin' Alive, when they recorded it, they did a procedure in it, which was a big no-no in music at the time. They broke an unwritten rule, we'll say. Obviously, I'm not going to play Stayin' Alive by the Bee Gees. I just, you know, announced it to the whole world. But I will play a cover of Stayin' Alive. I want to know this very famous cover artist. I don't think I really have to say anything about this cover artist, except that they're in the news lately. I'll leave it at that. So let me know who is covering Staying Alive here.
Yeah, not a great rendition. Or maybe I've just wed it to the other. But okay, so we're looking for them. You're off to the Eagles practice. By the way, a great unwritten rule on Twitter kind of gets the spirit of this from Don't Miss Left. Never wear a white shirt to a pasta dinner. All right, that's a good one.
Oh, I don't know why I do. Any white shirt for me is just it's a ruined shirt eventually.
Yeah, well, when I'm around pasta, I want to cover up like it's an invisible shield to people around me.
Yeah.
And even then, for anything chocolate that's good, like ice cream or gelato. All right, get in, 855-839-1210. You can be a winner, and you're off to see the Philadelphia Eagles practice here on Talk Radio 1210.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
It's Dom, Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, let's hear the cover. We're looking for the band Breaking Rules covering the Bee Gees.
Let's be clear, Dom. We're not looking for a band. We're looking for a man.
Okay, the man. Okay. All right, the lead singer. Is that the...
This is solo. This is solo work.
It's solo. Okay. Yeah. All right, gotcha. Ray in the Northeast on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Ray, who is that singer?
Well, I thought it was going to be a group. I was going with Aerosmith.
All right.
Yeah, well.
All right, right. Good try. Jim in Feasterville. Jim, who's the singer?
Oh, man. How do you not get it? It's Ozzy Osbourne, the Ozman.
All right. There you go. Huge turnout in Birmingham for him. I mean, really extensive with the funeral this week. Breaking Rules. Yes. I would agree.
Yeah. I guess I hear a little Steven Tyler in there, but. Okay. Anywho, no, the rules that the Bee Gees broke is that they used a drum machine instead of real drums when they recorded Stayin' Alive.
Okay.
Their producers hated it. So they made him go back and re-record it, and they just said, oh, yeah, we did it with a drummer this time. They really didn't. They did it with the drum machine again. This time they all liked it, and they credited the drummer as Bernard Lupe, who's not a real person. So when people went looking for Bernard Lupe after his great drumming, they're like, oh, wait, he doesn't exist, and we actually just used the drum machine again. That was the unwritten rule they broke, I guess.
That's good.
Yeah.
Very good. Sometimes these are hard to shoehorn into things. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. That's a winner today, Jim. You're off to see the Eagles practice. Now, breaking news, and this has been going on quite a bit. Okay, President Trump looking at what's going on in Gaza. Now, it seems to me it's more Hamas baked in here with looting, shooting people, et cetera, as far as food. But even though the New York Times reported on themselves that they had information about starvation that was not factual, it's obvious there is a crisis going on. All right. So President Trump is sending Huckabee in and Witkoff, the guy he sends on all kinds of missions like this, to ascertain what's going on in Gaza. The lack of food. Why is that the case? I have no problem. You know, I've tried to get Mike Huckabee on many times now since he's been named ambassador. But the idea that the media, CNN in particular, is putting out there, this is just Netanyahu starving people to get back at Hamas, is way off the mark. We'll see, though. Witkoff hoping to have ceasefire talks with Hamas. Hamas has to be exterminated. Any remnants of them will continue to do what we saw on October 7th. And President Trump is going to lay out a path to end military operations in Gaza. I get it with the food. You're seeing, you know, the difficulty. Israel gave Gaza as a sign to develop that. And instead, we saw that's where the attacks emanated from. So now we're in a dire situation there. And it's fine for Huckabee and Witkoff, I don't know if they go in tomorrow or tonight or when, to rule on why are people not getting food there. We'll see. All right. But how they go and we be played up back to our Netanyahu. I mentioned at the top of the show a nugget today. I've been talking about Lincoln and having the neighbors in an uproar, 22 trailers to be put in addition to the school, because they're overloaded because of the population change in that area. Steve Keeley reported this yesterday, put this up on his Twitter. one of the six young men convicted in the murder of Eddie Pollack, arrested by ICE Enforcement and Removal Operations and Homeland Security Investigations, Philadelphia field office agents. Bo Cattervong was listed as the worst of the worst among ICE's most wanted. That's what Keely of Fox 29 and friend of the show tweeted out. Now, here's the thing. How was this guy and or his family here illegally? He was one, as Steve said, of the six convicted in the murder of Eddie Pollack. Now, I was at WWDB when Eddie Pollack, and I think it was relatively early on. So how many years did this guy get, A, is a question. Why, if he was here illegally or the family was here illegally, and he, why was he allowed to stay? And look at this. The guy that was in one of the most infamous murders, if you remember, because of the 911 response or lack of response, and because of being beaten with baseball bats, some of them were from Abington High School, and he essentially was beaten on the steps of a church there in Fox Chase. How does that guy serve time for this? I thought they got 20 years. I'd have to go back and pull up his name and see what he got. And then Keeley reporting, he turns up among the worst of the worst on ICE's Most Wanted. Again, the broader point is this, the national point. Thank God Trump ran on this and is taking care of business. So will this guy finally not be among us? And we'll try to track that through Steve. Will he be deported, I would assume, by ICE or held in prison, complicit in the murder of Eddie Pollack, and now, even today, on the ICE worst of the worst, most wanted list? If this were the Biden administration, he'd probably have a parade in Mayfair, let alone being deported. I will try to get more specific details, but I bet most listeners remember the Eddie Pollack story. All right, coming up, really someone doing stellar job as the treasurer of Pennsylvania, so much so that Democrats are putting out false updates saying she voted for the big, beautiful bill when she's not even in Congress. Stacey Garrity will join us next here on Talk Radio 12.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break. And best to you.
Tap. All right, big issues, big guests. One of our favorites have been in the news quite a lot, and we'll lay those out. The treasurer of Pennsylvania, Stacey Garrity, back with us on Talk Radio 1210. Treasurer, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dom. Great to be with you.
Well, the first thing that I saw was the Building Trades Union, and we had on some of your colleagues, shall we say, from the House and Senate. Other female candidates took umbrage at the building trades, saying they wouldn't even support you for dog catcher. They supported you the last time around if you run against Josh Shapiro.
Right. Pretty interesting, since I hadn't even announced yet. Haven't, actually, but that was, a couple of weeks ago. So I would say a little premature. But look, I never expected they'd support me against, the governor.
Yeah, exactly. So. But it just shows the level. And then I don't know who the fact checkers are over at the DNC in Pennsylvania, their party. But they put out this weekly stuff, Did You Know, saying that you voted for the big, beautiful bill. Now, they got to know your prominence. They got to know what your role in office is. How in the world did you do that? Are you working a day job in the Congress?
I know. Can you imagine? I must have cloned myself. But obviously, I'm not a member of Congress, but I am so proud to serve our Commonwealth as the treasurer. And because I'm not a member, no, I did not vote on the, one big, beautiful bill. However, I know how important this bill is for families across the Commonwealth who are going to benefit tremendously from it.
Yeah, you more than anybody, given your role as kind of the fiscal watchdog, you've said so many times how many organizations and checks you have to monitor that go out. The Medicaid part of that, in your view, do you intersect with that? Have you had a chance to take a look at it? We know what the other side is going to happen, but we've had on people at high levels like Dr. Oz told me explicitly twice, Stacey, he's been on, that they are not going to be cutting anybody. There's a somewhat of a work requirement for those that are able-bodied. That's all that's really involved here.
Exactly. Anybody that needs to be on Medicaid is going to be on Medicaid, and that's just the bottom line. They're just fear-mongering. And you know what? If you're able-bodied with no dependents, then what's the matter with working or volunteering 20 hours a week? I think most people that I talk to are totally fine with that. It's less of a requirement that Bill Clinton put in, and that was totally bipartisan, so I'm not sure why this is different.
It is. One other aspect of the Big Beautiful Bill you and I talked about, and I apologize, I didn't know this at the time or bring it up enough. Not only will this help parents if the governor signs off on it in Pennsylvania, if he doesn't, I bet a lot of Pennsylvanians will contribute to Ohio, a border that does accept this. I was told yesterday by the guy who actually lobbied this for 3 years. He talked about meeting with Democrats. He got zero. The intensity of this, a real school choice group, that all the public schools have to do under this is set up a 503C or something like that for more than one school. They would get money for computers and tutoring, which is really needed. They would be helped under this.
Exactly, but the states have to opt in and say,
right.
There's going to be tremendous pressure from the teachers' unions.
So,
but you know what?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Pennsylvania Democrats, they just need to do better.
Yeah, I mean, as governor, we know his aspirations, Shapiro, are to run nationally, and he was in it the last time. But to not sign off on this, it doesn't take away from the public schools. In fact, public schools could benefit. It just frees up people in Pennsylvania. Politically, play that out. I mean, you're at the grassroots, rural Pennsylvania, places like that. How do you defend that?
Well, I don't think you can. And, the governor has had not one, not two, but three positions on school choice. And I like to say parents' choice as well. So first he was for it, then he was against it. And now apparently he is neutral. And the governor might be able to afford to play games with our children's education, but you know what? Our parents can't.
The budget going on now, it's starting to hit where we're seeing some developments around it. As treasurer, how do you play out in this? What does it do when we have this period? It must have some consequence if we don't have a functioning budget as things going smoothly as far as public funds being allotted.
Exactly. So the longer it drags out, you know, just programs, you know, I won't not be able to pay the bills unless it's a prior year allocation. And so, you know, the longer it drags out, the more the heat's going to get turned up. So, you know, this is the governor's budget, and that's what it's called in the Constitution. So I think they ought to be in Harrisburg working on it.
Yes, and that's a criticism of Josh Shapiro in that he's been at fundraisers at pretty fancy places. He was on the Colbert Show, et cetera. It doesn't seem like there's interest, all-out pressure to move this on sooner rather than later.
No, he's, you know, flying around the country on taxpayer dollars instead of getting a budget done, which, you know, a lot of hardworking Pennsylvanians rely on these programs. And so we should have all hands on deck right now.
I'm talking with Treasurer Stacey Garrity. In the role of treasurer, we've talked extensively some of the initiatives you put forward. What's happening right now? What are you looking at now in addition to the day-to-day of what you do?
Sure. So great question. We just sent out 80,000 letters notifying folks that they're getting a check for unclaimed property. And so this is roughly going to be probably $15 to $17 million, Dom, in checks. So if any of your listeners get a check, cash it. It's a real program. It's real money, and it belongs to you.
Yes. Well, that's, I know how efficient, even with the medals that we've talked about with the military, et cetera. When you look toward Josh Shapiro, and I've talked to a lot of people on the air and off the air, and I think we agree, he is beatable. He's not. He hasn't really ever been pressed all the way back to when he was a state representative and I first had him on in Montgomery County. He was pressed then because it was kind of Republican. But short of that, in any of these races, he hasn't been pressed. In the upcoming governor's race, whether you run or not, what are some of the big issues that you think would play out? He'll be the nominee, certainly. What are some of the things for the Republican to be bringing up, do you think?
So, you know, look, things aren't working out how they should under the Shapiro administration. Every single year, Josh Shapiro has run a deficit. Just this past fiscal year, the end of June 30th, we spent $3 billion more than what we brought in. And so, you know what that means? Taxes are going to go up in a couple of years. It's inevitable. So if you want a Shapiro tax increase, stick with what we're doing. Also, you know, we need more jobs. We need to unleash the liquid gold under our feet. And we need safe communities so our kids can go and play on the playground without worried about, you know, getting shot at.
Yeah, without a doubt. And here in Philadelphia, I don't know if this is on your radar screen. I've been talking about it today. Lincoln High School, Northeast Philadelphia, is really the center of what was middle class in our area, Stacey. They, in the next year, if this goes through, there's going to be a big parents' rights meeting, zoning meeting. They're going to put the freshman class of Lincoln, 900 kids, into 22 trailers. Is what's being come up with here. And it seems to be even the Inquirer and others recognize that illegal immigration is at the heart of this. This is the type of thing going on in Pennsylvania right now, even though the Trump administration is moving heaven and earth on this. Does your office in any way, shape, or form have anything to do with what you see as the effects of legal immigration?
No, not really. I mean, it's ancillary just with all the money that we're spending,
right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
There's a lot of illegals getting, you know, entitlements that they shouldn't have.
Right.
And that's obvious. And we're uncovering those numbers. But, you know, just looking at what Trump's doing, you know, no tax on tips, no tax on overtime. You know, if you're working overtime, spending hours away from your family, the federal government should keep their hands out of your pocket. So just looking at what Trump has done in the last 6 months, effectively shutting down that border. And so now, you know, we've got to finish the job.
Absolutely. We had on the head of the Border Patrol Union today. And to that point, he said, no, we're not making up the numbers. We can document it. It is almost zero on some days across 2,000 miles. It is remarkable. Where do we find Stacey Garrity? Where do people go for more information, particularly you mentioned unclaimed stuff that you're intimately involved in trying to get that out there to the public? Stacey, where do they go?
Okay, so for unclaimed property, you go to patreasury.gov/unclaimed property. You just pop in your name. It takes about 2 minutes. Website, Garrity4PA.com. On X, Garrity4PA. And on Facebook, Stacy Garrity4PA.
Stacy, thank you very, very much. Thanks for joining us, as always.
Always great to be with you.
Stacy Garrity here on Talk Radio 1210. All right, we'll see. We're getting closer and closer to decision time. And I, of course, can't say enough that I hope she runs. I think we'll have a real battle here. And if she doesn't, I'm not feeling a lot of confidence about what will happen. All right? So taking on Josh Shapiro, you have somebody with a vast military background. I think she was a colonel, ultimately, in Iraq. Somebody with a background fiscally. She's been involved in all kinds of things, including the Treasury. And somebody who really has come from and gets rural Pennsylvania, which is a gold mine for anybody that will run against Shapiro. And somebody who has seen up close what this guy's really all about. So let's keep our fingers crossed on that. All right, it is the lightning round next. Here's how you get in. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. Just push pound 1210. And Stacy and I are just talking about President Trump, no tax on tips, overtime, et cetera. But in addition to that, would this guy, and thank God we have people in the media here locally like Steve Keeley, and on Twitter, some people going after him, for taking us and linking us to one of the most infamous things that happened here, the killing of Eddie Pollack, and one of the kids, then young, who was convicted in that, somehow or another is out of jail. Remember, they killed him with baseball bats. They killed him with baseball bats and ends up, I wouldn't have known this even, as much as I'm on top of this stuff, ends up on the ICE Enforcement and Removal Operations and Homeland Security, in quotes, the worst of the worst among ICE's most wanted. Okay? He was listed as that. We're getting results. Just tie it all together. It's happening every day in our area. And what's going on in Mayfair with Lincoln? Somebody's alerting me to the zoning meeting on this. I'm planning to go to it. Because it's bigger than Lincoln. It's bigger than anything associated with it. It's broader than that. It's about what this is about and why Trump was elected. That's where we're going. All right, 855-839-1210. Jump in. Get your name into the hat. All-time unwritten rule.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in. Henry, thank you for that, but I got to get there by a certain time, so I'll have to judge. Parking situation here in downtown Field. I think I can do it.
All right, we'll see. Yeah. This downpour out of nowhere
It's
crazy.
A presidential fitness test, and I have to get there.
In the rain.
Stay away from my car. You don't know my car.
Don't breathe through your mouth.
And always, here's an unwritten law, always have an umbrella wherever you're. And I have one in the car. Didn't think to bring it in today. Right. That's right. Don't breathe through your mouth. All right, the side question, unwritten rules, coming off a pretty convoluted. By the way, here's a watch tonight. I will be watching in real time. Kamala Harris with Stephen Colbert tonight on her book, 107 Days. The whole pitch is, I only had 107 days. That's why I lost. And I believe that helped her.
Oh, totally.
When you get a question from Sunny Hostin on The View and she says, just tell us how you're going to be a little bit different than President Biden. And you stumble and say, well, I'm not going to be different at all in anything. Even the women on The View, didn't you get it? This is the setup. We're laying down for you as much as we can. What can you do? I wonder what they said after that. I got to go back and look at it. All right, let's go to Phil in Delaware. Lightning round here on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Phil, what's yours?
Hey, good afternoon. Two quick things. One, the answer to the side question. Parking in the center island on Broad Street. They say it's against the law. Unwritten rule? Nah.
That's right. Phil, you have quite an eye. That's right. It will forever be that you're able to park in the middle of Broad Street. That's what makes Philadelphia, Philadelphia.
Yep. And the other thing was to get the fastest mile at Lincoln. Just yell, "Ice is in the building."
All right. I'm not going to wait. Not going to go with that. Thank you, Phil. Robert in Ben Salem. Robert, what's yours?
Dom, Henry, good to talk to you guys today. And Kamala's answer was, "Nothing comes to mind." Which
that's pretty much
sums her up in general.
That
you know
is a great point. What did they say afterward, though, like Sonny Hostin and all? I think she still tried to extract something out of her.
They gave her another shot, and she didn't know what they were doing, I guess, because she's so quick on the uptake. But I'll get right to the side answer. In some sports, when a guy gets hurt, play stops, and they take care of the injury. But in sports like soccer or hockey, that's not always possible. So, like in soccer, if somebody gets hurt, while they have the ball, they'll kick the ball out of bounds so that they see with the player. The next team, when they get the ball because of that, will then also throw it out of bounds so it goes back to the first team so they don't get punched for the injury. Common courtesy.
I did not know that. Thank you, Robert. Gary in Newtown. Gary, what do you have today?
Well, in exact opposite of what Robert just said, when you're going down 95 or going to Germantown and there's a lane merge, and there's two, you know, everybody's has to do the zipper. It's one car, then the other car, then one car, then the other car. It's the written rule that left, then right, left, then right. I was in a road rage incident about 20 minutes ago while on hold. While one guy's sitting here going, "Hey, I'm going again." "No, you have to wait for me. It's my turn now."
Oh, man, a road rage incident on the side question. Perfect. We got to get points for that. Thank you, Gary. Joe in Exton, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, what's yours today?
Oh, yes. Hello, Dom. Good afternoon. You are in the elevator of a department store. And in the elevator, there is the operator and two other riders. As you ascend to an upper floor, you do not engage the other riders in conversation.
Why is that?
I don't know. don't know anybody.
All right. Well, Joe, I don't think they have elevator operators anymore. I can't remember the last one I've been in.
Oh, man.
Yes. You got to engage a person. You got to say, "Oh, some weather, raining outside, something."
Yeah.
Then shut up. Yeah, one engagement. All right, the Earl of Tacony finishes. What's yours, Earl?
Real quick, Lincoln was a baby boomer school, and the old school used to be closer to Roland Avenue. Within the last 10 years, they just built a brand new school on the property behind the old building.
Right.
The building's less than 10 years old. You would have thought they would have taken into account, put in a little room for expansion. If the old building was set for 5,000 kids, maybe make it for 5,500 or 6,000. You know, give them a opportunity instead of having to, build it at
I have news for you. I have news for you. In the Trump era, by the end of these 2 years, they're probably not going to have to worry about those trailers. They're not going to have to put any more in. That's what's happening.
Quite possibly. But my answer is when you turn on red and you have people coming down towards you, go the speed limit or faster, because I'm tired of every time I come down and someone is in a hurry and they go through the red light and they get cut in front of you and they're going slower than you are.
It's you couldn't wait till I got there. The faster get in front, then go slow. That is an old one. All right, let me start here with Henry, because that's something got in you there. Go ahead.
No, it drives me crazy. It's the same thing with merging onto the highway. You got to match that speed of traffic. You can't be slowing
down. So that's your winner.
I'm definitely nominating Earl for sure. The other one I really liked was Phil in Delaware with the parking on the center island.
That
is an unwritten rule because it is illegal, but no one does anything about it.
You gotta. That's where you park in South Philly. How about Andrew?
I like the driving. 65 and you go on the highway at 50. Why?
Yeah.
That's how accidents happen.
You're gonna get rear-ended. Yeah.
Yeah. That's how bad stuff happens. And then the other one I liked was I'm a big guy on sportsmanship. So if there's an injury on the sports field and you could do something to stop and make sure the guy's okay and stuff, I'm always for that.
All right, let's go with the Earl of Tacony then.
Right.
It seems to be boy in the surge at the end. He really broke through.
Yeah. All last minute.
Kamala Harris with Colbert tonight. What will we talk about tomorrow? Well, I think we will. Rich Cioli warming up in the bullpen, though. 4 big hours next. All that here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.